my dear brothers and elders in Islam, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah by His own mercy, Allah by His own mercy has collected us here, gathered us here for a big effort. Effort of the Prophet Sambiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Effort of those who have been the most blessed on the earth. Effort of those who on the day of judgment will be on the highest ranks, that is prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His mercy and grace, by the sacrifices of our elders, have given us this effort and the understanding of this effort and have made us gather here for this. My dear brothers, to live as a Muslim, to die as a Muslim. This is the first target, the first and the foremost target. To recite Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is easy. But to be able to follow the taqazas of the Kalima and to die as a Muslim, this is the effort. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam is asking his son, please join me in the ship. And he says, you not to worry. When the tides will come and rise, I'll climb up the mountain and the hills. And he's saying, nobody will be protected today. I've been told by Allah, nobody will be protected today apart from those who are in the ship. And he says, I'll climb up the mountain top. And what happened? A tide came and took him away with the water. And Nabi Nuh alayhi salam is asking Allah, Ya Allah, you promised me, you pledged me that you will save my ahl, those who are mine, you will save them. Qala Ya Nuh, innahu laysa min alik. He was not amongst yours. Innahu laysa amalun salih. His deeds were not good. Father of a disobedient, he is a Nabi, he is a Nabi, Ulul Azam Nabi. He is being told, because your son's deeds were not good, he cannot be protected only because he is your son. No. So Nabi Nuh alayhi salam and his 82 followers were made successful by a water storm. Ibrahim alayhi salam is being thrown in the fire by Namrud. Allah is protecting him in the fire. Nobody on the earth is with Ibrahim alayhi salam. No follower at that time. He is being thrown in fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His direct order is telling the fire, Ya Nar, kunis bardam wa salaman ala Ibrahim. And there is nobody who can confront Namrud. Allah is killing Namrud and his army by mosquitoes. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is being asked to leave his family. Where? Wadi ghair zi zard, where there is no cultivation, no land, no agriculture, no farming, nobody to respond to. In fact, full of death asbabs. A place where death is certain. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is being asked to leave his family there. And Mother Hajra is asking, are you leaving us on the commandment of Allah? And he's nodding his head. And then she says, if you are leaving us on the commandment of Allah, Allah will not waste us. Inna Allah la yuzayyana. Allah will not waste us, not to worry then. Allah is protecting Hajra and Ismail alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam is then asked to sacrifice his beloved son for the sake of Allah. This son who has not lived with Ibrahim alayhi salam, he has been brought up by Hajra alayhi salam. He says to his son, this is what I have been asked to do. And the son is also of Ibrahim and Hajra alayhim salam. He says, Ya father, O father, Ya batifal ma tu'umar. What you have been asked to do, go ahead and do it. Satajudani insha'Allah min as-sabirin. You will find me amongst those who are people of patience and sabr. Who is teaching this young lad what to do, what not to do? Who is teaching this son of 8 and 10 to sacrifice your life for the sake of Allah, on the commandment of Allah? Allah is teaching them. Musa alayhi salam is giving dawah to Firaun. Firaun is claiming, Ana Rabbukum al-Ala.
And he says that all these, what you see in Misr and Egypt, all these streams are flowing by my orders. The gardens are gardening because of my commandment. Na'uzubillah min zalik. And Musa alayhi salam is giving dawah. And then finally what happens? Firaun and those who was following Firaun, hundreds and thousands of the army being killed by water, drowned in water. Musa alayhi salam without asbab is made successful. Firaun with all the asbab of the earth is disgraced and made unsuccessful. Qarun refuses to give zakat and claims that all this money which I have earned is by my effort, and is openly denouncing Musa alayhi salam and his dawat. Qarun is being drowned, not in water, but by the earth. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِلَرْ. He is being drowned in earth. And sinking down, he is saying, Musa, protect me now. But no protection that day when Allah decides to give azab. No protection on that day, my dear brothers. So from the day of Adam till the day of Qiyamah, this is the decision by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his decision never changes. وَلَمْ تَجَدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. Allah's sunnah doesn't change on everyday basis. Allah's sunnah is those who accept Allah's commandment, those who respond to the call of Allah's prophet, those who obey Allah, Allah will make them successful regardless of they are in majority or minority, with power or without power, with resources or without resources. Allah will make them successful. And those who do not obey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azab is their destiny, wrath is their destiny and fate. So first and foremost lesson for us, the first quality we shall have is kalima la ilaha illallah, is quality of iman, yaqeen and tawakkul and reliance, taqwa and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Those who rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah finds the exits for them. And gives them food, rizq. Rizq not only includes food, but all what we need for living. And the living is given from places we cannot think of, we cannot imagine. La yatasib. Those we cannot dream of. And then those who go further from taqwa and are people of tawakkul and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is enough for them. So obeying Allah according to the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A quality of a good Muslim, he is follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is follower of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His morning and evening, his day and night, his individual life and collective life, his simple actions, his complex actions, all are according to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Life of sunnah is life of love. Life of sunnah is life of barakah. Life of sunnah is life of peace. مَنْ يُتَيْهِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَى اللَّهِ. The one who has obeyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's in fact obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by this effort, our elders are asking for life of sunnahs in individuals, in community, in homes, in families, in sorrow and grief, and in joy and marriage parties, in our shops, in our institutions, in our places of work. Life of sunnah be revived. We are followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We shall be proud of it. Abu Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu is dining with people when the Persian Empire has invited them. And a morsel, a niwala, a food, hand in the hand, it falls off the hand. He starts to pick it up, clean it up, wants to take him back. One of the brothers said, "You don't do that here, it's against the etiquettes of this empire." He said, "You want me to take care of this empire's etiquettes? We are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You want me to leave them for these foolish people?" So loving the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, only those people who have love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Praying 5 times a day is a drill, my dear brothers and elders. It's a drill to obey Allah and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This 5-time prayers is a drill for it. Mashq hai. As we do in the 5-time prayers, this is how we are expected to do in 24 hours. We obey to the Imam. Imam says Allahu Akbar, we go for Allahu Akbar. In Qiyam, we are in Qiyam. In Ruku, we are in Ruku. In Qoma, we are in Qoma. In Sijda, we are in Sijda. In Jalsa, we are in Jalsa. In Qaida, we are in Qaida. Following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 24 hours a day, this is the drill, the 5-time prayers. This is mandatory. The difference between Islam and Kufr, it's Salah. Last words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: As-Salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-Salah, As-Salah. Do not miss the Salah. Do not miss the Salah. Do not miss the Salah. Somebody intentionally misses a Salah, his name is written on the doors of hell. Can't miss a Salah. So important, so neglected today. What percentage of my Basti brothers, my community brothers are praying 5 times a day? It ought to be 100%. 100%. All prayers, 100% attendance. All prayers, 100% attendance. We went to Burma, Yangon, the capital. In Fajr Salah, 3 floors of the masjid, all was full. The first floor, the second floor, the third floor. It was monsoon season for them, raining. All ages of people coming. Adults, young children. 7, 8, 10, without umbrella, they are just running for the masjid. Elderly, very elderly, cannot walk on their own. Somebody holding their hands, coming for the Fajr Salah. We the Pakistan Jamaat, surprised after the Salat, we asked the brothers, local brothers, is this your normal attendance in Fajr Salah? They said, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, our Friday attendance and Fajr attendance is the same. My dear brothers, we have to make effort. We have to go back from the ijtima looking at what percentage of our Muslim brothers in our community are praying. 5 times Salah. In old worker gathering in Raivind, they take karguzari from various villages and towns. And they ask, the elders ask, how many villages are there in which 100% adult Muslim men are coming to the masjid? There is a village in Bajor. The Karguzari came. We have 776 houses. 1,046 male Muslim adults. 1,046 male Muslim adults are coming to prayers 5 times a day. What a beautiful Nurani Masjid that will be. 1,046 all coming for each prayer. All coming for each prayer. Salah, my dear brothers. One of our targets shall be for the effort to ensure that every single Muslim in our community, in our locality, is praying 5 times Salat with Jamaat, inshallah. And all the ladies, 100%, are praying in their homes. And for this, we have to ensure that a Taleem Halqa we do in the masajid, that Taleem Halqa shall also be done regularly at homes. The Taleem Halqa is for ilm. The Taleem Halqa is to know the virtues of each of these actions so that people are able to do those actions, my dear brother. Fazail-e-Amal and Fazail-e-Salqat are not simple books of virtues, my dear brothers. No, look at the popularity of the books, my dear brothers. Look at the worldwide spread of the books. They have been books written by spirituality, written after sacrifices of Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi, written on the advice of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi. We shall be regularly sitting in Taleem Halqa ourselves, ensuring all Muslims coming to the masjid should attend the Taleem Halqa. The same Taleem Halqa shall be done at home and on a regular basis, my dear brothers and sisters. What we say in homes, we are not doing Taleem because the mahal is not right now very helpful. The environment is not good. Who will sit with us in Taleem? The elders say, you start doing Taleem on your own. Once you start reading Quran and Hadith in the home, angels will set in the home. These angels will then soften the hearts of the people. Then each individual, one by one, the daughter may come first, then the son, then the elderly mother, then the wife. But start doing Taleem at home. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's heart was softened when he went out with the intention of killing Nauzubillah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But his heart was softened when he entered his sister's house. And what was going on in sister's house? Taleem was going on in sister's house. Khabbab radiallahu anhu was teaching his sister and brother-in-law. They said, "Let me see what you are reciting." And after taking shower, he was asked to recite. And he recited this, Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Quran al-tashqa. Until he reached this, Inna niya Allah, la ilaha illa ana fa'budni. He says, take me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taleem changes the heart of the people, my dear brothers. Knowledge of Quran and Hadith, halqa of Quran and Hadith, every home shall have it. In every masjid shall be having it. In every shopping mall, we shall be having Taleem Halqas there, my dear brothers. Elders say, in any university, any institution we are there, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 Muslim brothers should take a time for Taleem. And this much of knowledge is farad. To be able to have our 24-hour life according to Allah's commandment and way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is farz on every Muslim. We shall be learning this much of ilm by going to the scholars, my dear brothers. Scholars, they are the successors of the Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the inheritors of the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet does not leave money and wealth and property and assets in inheritance. Their inheritance is Quran and Hadith. Respect of the scholars, my dear brother, part of the deen. The one who does not respect scholars can only be a hypocrite. This is Hadith, nearby meaning is. Munafiq hai wo. He is a hypocrite who does not respect ulamas and scholars, my dear brothers. Today we just mouthful say whatever we feel like saying. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To be disrespectful to ulama is to be disrespectful to Quran and Hadith, because they are the bearers of Quran and Hadith. to respecting scholars, respecting ulama e karam, going in their majalis, learning deen from them is part of deen, my dear brothers. And remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 24/7 doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For every action there is a du'a. Entering the house, exiting the house, changing clothes, eating food, going to bed, meeting the family. Du'as taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These du'as are the zikr of that time. Masnoon du'ain. These are sunnah du'as. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not left us on the mercy of the dunya today. He has taught us du'as. Du'ai Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hajjaj bin Yusuf. His army men have brought Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And they are now having a mukalma. They are now talking to each other. And after a while Hajjaj bin Yusuf says, leave him alone. Those who have brought him said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, O Lord, we have found him with so much difficulty. It has taken us so many months to find him. And now you have left him. He said, you know, when I was talking to him, I could see two lions sitting on his shoulders. Each time I'll shout at him, those lions would come towards me. Had I put my hand on him, those lions would have murdered me. So Anas radiallahu ta'ala before his death taught this dua to the sons, that this is the dua taught to me by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Anas, you read this dua in the day, nobody will put your hand on you. Dua-i Anas, dua-i Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Darda is sitting in the mosque. People are coming and saying, oh Abu Darda, there is fire going on in your street. Your house is about to be burnt. And he's not moving. The next one comes and says, Abu Darda, your house is on fire. He's not moving. The third one comes and says, oh Abu Darda, a strange thing happened. Fire came in your street. It burned the right-hand houses. It burned the left-hand houses. Your house, some house was protected. He said, why won't it be protected? I have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who read this dua in the morning till the evening, every of their property is protected. If they read in the evening till morning, their property is protected. This is dua Abu Darda radiallahu. We are looking for security alerts for protection. Subhanallah. Dua Anas is for protection. Dua Abu Darda is for protection. Ayat al Kursi is for protection. Amal are for protection, my dear brother. Allah zikr, the best zikr is tilawa, recitation of the Holy Quran. Half hour, three quarters of a day, three quarters of an hour in a day, recitation of the Holy Quran, my dear brother. Love of the Holy Book. Imagine the state of the Ummah which says that Quran is the best, greatest, holiest book on the earth, that is Holy Quran. But then you ask them, how much time do you give to recite Quran? Well, today or these days we are so busy, can't give time to recitation of the Quran. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Recitation of the Quran. There's a jama'ah of Sahaba. It's written in Fazail Quran, who used to read 8 Quran per day. There's a Jamaat which used to recite 3 Qurans per day. Hadrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala used to recite 1 Quran every day. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi used to finish 61 Quran in Ramadan, only in 1 month. 61 Quran, one of the day, one of the night. Who are we following, my dear brothers? We don't have time for recitation of the Holy Quran. We have time for CNN and BBCs and news and WhatsApp and emails and vipers. Time for everything but not for recitation of the Quran. Time for gossips. Time for cup of tea and coffee. Time for every Tom, Dick and Harry, but not for Quran, my dear brother. What a plight. And then we say, this is the miraculous book on the earth. Which it is. No single book reader can claim that his or her book can be learned by heart, word to word, cover to cover. Only Holy Quran. Quran is the Shafi whose Shafaat will be accepted on the day of judgment. He will plead that, Yo Allah, he was my reciter. Allah will put him into heavens. And he is a fighter against those who would neglect Quran. And he will say, the Quran will say on the day of judgment, Ya Allah, this person neglected me. He says, take him to hellfire. We are people of Quran. Recitation of the Quran. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recitation of the du'as of the morning and evening taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my dear brothers, protecting these deeds and actions by ikram. Loving Muslim brothers, caring for the brothers. Nobody on the earth shall have harm from me. A Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hand all the Muslims are protected. Ikram-e-Muslim. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is doing the night patrol. And he sees a tent. And there's a person there. And there's groaning coming out from inside. Who is groaning inside? And he says, go, you do your own job. He doesn't know this is Amirul Mu'mineen. I have come to Umar, the Caliph, to ask for help. Who is groaning inside, brother? Well, if you want to know, my wife is in labor pains. Is anybody there to help her? Nobody is there to help. Umar radiyallahu anhu goes back to the city of Medina. Takes his wife, Umm Kulsum radiyallahu ta'ala. She is the granddaughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Daughter of Sayyidina Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala. Umm Kulsum, there is a job of sawab. Let's go together, they go together. She went inside the tent, helps the lady in labor. Tells the Amirul Mu'mineen, inform your friend, he is blessed with a son. Then that person comes to know this is Amirul Mu'mineen. Hazrat Sheikh has written, not to talk of Dunyadar people today. Is there any Deendar Imam in Amir Sahab today who goes in the middle of the night to help somebody who is crying for help? Today we talk of Ikram. We have knowledge of Ikram. But do we do Ikram? Sacrificing my own needs for the sake of Muslim brothers. Helping them when they are in need of help. To claim rights today, subhanallah, the fashion and the trend is to claim rights. And this trend is in Europe and across the Atlantic. When we come, we are so frightened, mashallah. Everybody knows how to claim rights. Were our ancestors and forefathers representatives of Islam? Were they claimants of rights? Or were they were forgiver of rights? Hum haq lene wale log nahi the, hum to haq dene wale the. We were always givers, we were never takers. We always had the upper hand, never had the lower hand. We were taught to take from Allah and to give to this makhluk. We were asked to have mercy from Allah and to have mercy on this makhluk. Today we are begging to people, beggars asking the beggars, subhanallah. A smaller beggar asking the bigger beggar asking the biggest beggar. And beggars then fighting amongst each other that you have taken my loot and my bag. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taking from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then giving and distributing. to this mankind, having mercy on them. Love to the mankind, mercy on the mankind, care for the mankind, help to the mankind. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Easy to hear, easy to say, very difficult to practice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will pass down a lane. A lady will put her garbage on him. All what she has got, garbage and filth in her house, she will throw on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not one day, not 2 days, many days pass like this. One day, no garbage, no filth. He asks his companion, subhanallah, not today. They said that she has gone ill and sick. She has gone ill and sick, let's visit her. So they visit her house. They knocked at the door. The daughter saw. She told the mother, look, I told you not to do this, not to do this. He's now at our doorstep. The thrower of the garbage is saying, open the doors. He is Kareem. Open the door. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went in. I understand that you are ill and sick. May Allah give you shifa. She said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu annaka Muhammadur Rasulullah. We are followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are people of akhlaq. We forgive people. We love people despite what they do with us. And my dear brothers, everything for Allah's sake. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Our life and death is for the sake of Allah. Our body ibadat and money ibadats, all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People of ikhlas, they are never proud of their ibadat. They leave unto Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam is making Baytullah with Ismail. And then saying, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, we request you to accept it. We request you to accept it. We subhanallah say, you don't know me? I am the one who went to Norway and Scandinavia for 4 months. Subhanallah, you don't know me? My son is half of your Quran. Oh, you don't know me? My son is the one who led the Salat. Subhanallah. People of Ikhlas, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, think of his iman, think of his Salah, and he says, Astaghfirullah. As soon as he finishes his Salah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. We say, Amir sahab, you don't take my mashwara. You know how much purana sati I am? Huh? The most samajdar amongst all is the me. The wisest, the oldest. Subhanallah. People of class, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala used to teach, this is the dua I have been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think of, imagine of the salah of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The highest by ijma'i ulama, the highest among the ummatis is Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And he's saying, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kaseera. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kaseera. Ya Allah, I am zalim on me. I am cruel on me, myself, Ya Allah, on my nafs, Ya Allah. People of ikhlas, they are mutawaze, they are humble. They don't keep repeating, jatate nahi, jatate ko kya kehte hai English mein? They don't show off, they don't remind you time and again, look what I have done for you. You were ill, I came to see you. You were in trouble, I gave you money. You were jobless, I provided you job. Subhanallah, these are not people of ikhlas. This is nishani of qiyamah. That people will do ihsan and then will remind you of their ihsan. People of ikhlas, they are the one bearers, torch bearers of hidayat, my dear brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the mukhlisin. Iman is ikhlas. The height of iman is height of ikhlas. Height of ikhlas is height of iman. Learning these qualities, we need to go out in the path of Allah. Strive in the path of Allah. Sacrifice in the path of Allah. Sacrificing the wealth. Sacrificing yourself. Sacrificing the time. The set of effort of Dawat looks very simple, my dear brothers. Its simplicity is its art, basically. All what we can see in the world, the change in the last 90 years, by the effort of Dawat, my dear brothers. Dawat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah by His own mercy. Allah by His own mercy. Through the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has done a faisla, has done a decision of shafqat on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this effort came into being, my dear brothers. Effort of Dawat, going out in the path of Allah. Striving for 4 months. Talking of the qualities, what we have to attain, what we have to learn. Ensuring these qualities are coming into us. Coming into the brothers we have with whom we are going to visit. Effort of kalima, effort of sunnah, effort of salah, ilm and with remembrance of Allah, taking care of the rights of Muslim brothers with ikhlas for the sake of Allah, going door to door, my dear brothers, going door to door, going street to street, lane to lane, my dear brothers, house to house, my dear brother. Locality to locality, town to town, my dear brother, village to village, country to country, my dear brothers, continent to continent. This is the effort of Dawah, my dear brothers. Elders have given us principles, taught us the effort of Dawah, the way it shall be done. Hayatul Sahaba is full. Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi written it, is full of the stories of the Sahaba. Regarding Dawat and the effort of Dawat, my dear brothers. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Whose talk can be greater than this? مَنْ أَحْسَنُ, interrogatory mark for making it the superlative degree. Whose talk can be better than it? أَحْسَن, the best. Whose talk can be better than this? Those who invite towards Allah. They do good deeds. And they don't claim to be big people. Oh no, you know I'm a muballigh. No. قال إنني من المسلمين. I'm amongst the Muslim brothers. Further down it says, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. This is not for everybody. People of sabr will be able to do it. People of patience, people who have got very good naseeb, good fortune, very fortunate people will be able to sacrifice. For this simple effort, my dear brothers, people are asking for 4 months. In the good olden days, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, perhaps 4 months was something very big. 4 months? 4 months, subhanAllah, 4 months. Nowadays, my dear brother, you come to Toronto, you ask, how many foreman brothers? They say thousands of them. Canada, thousands of them. North America, thousands of them. Foreman brothers, mashallah, in every locality. 25, 50, 100, mashallah. So 4 months, no big deal, my dear brothers. So make intentions for 4 months, my dear brothers. Those who have never spent 4 months, for 4 months. Those who have spent 4 months before, 4 months every year, my dear brother. Make intentions and then we will give time for zikr and dua, my dear brother. After the service, time for zikr and dua as well.